And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the stand-up comedian George Carlin, born in the Bronx, 1938, grew up in an Irish working-class neighborhood called Morningside Heights. His father died when the boy was 2 years old. His mother supported the family as a secretary. He spent a lot of time alone, and after his mother bought him a tape recorder, he began recording his own comedy radio show in his bedroom. He joined the Air Force. He was a mechanic, got a job moonlighting as a DJ, got into the comedy business through the comedian Lenny Bruce. By the 1970s, George Carlin was getting more and more interested in politics and more dissatisfied with nightclubs. He said, "I was just sick to my stomach of wearing the dumb tuxedo and entertaining middle-class morons." So he began to make jokes attacking Richard Nixon and the war in Vietnam, and his audiences were shocked. He lost his nightclub audience, but he got a college audience, especially after he was arrested in 1972 for a bit he called Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television. A year later, a radio station played a recording of that routine, and someone filed a complaint with the FCC. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled in a 5-4 decision that although the routine did not meet the definition of obscenity, it could still be censored, a court case that established the power of the FCC to regulate profanity on the airwaves. It still stands today. And it was on this day 8 years ago, former President Jimmy Carter visited Fidel Castro in Cuba, the first president sitting or former to set foot in Cuba since Castro took power in 1959. After the Cuban Missile Crisis, John F. Kennedy imposed a travel restriction and a trade embargo on Cuba, restrictions that were renewed by every president until Jimmy Carter, who let them lapse in 1977. They were later renewed by Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter met Fidel Castro in Canada at the funeral of the Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Castro invited him to visit. Carter agreed, and his tour began on this day in 2002. Castro allowed Carter to give a speech broadcast live and uncensored on television, in which Carter called on Castro to hold free elections and allow the UN Human Rights Commissioner to come inspect in Cuba. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Change. All those things that have gone from your life, moon boots, TV trays, and the Soviet Union, that seem to have vanished, are really only changed. Dinosaurs did not disappear from the earth, but evolved into birds, and crock pots became bread makers, and then the bread makers all went to rummage sales along with the exercise bikes. Everything changes. It seems at times, only for a moment, that your wife, the woman you love, might actually be your first wife in another form. It's a thought not to be pursued. Nothing is the same as it used to be, except you. Of course, you haven't changed. Well, slow down a bit, perhaps. It's more difficult nowadays to deal with the speed of change, disturbing to suddenly find yourself brushing your teeth with what appears to be a flashlight. But essentially, you are the same as ever, constant in your instability. Poem titled Change by Lewis Jenkins from his collection Before You Know It, Prose Poems, 1970 to 2005. Published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.